Hi, this is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Vance Fennell. Vance is the co-chair of the Festival of the Arts 2012. It's coming up June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in downtown Grand Rapids. How you doing today, Vance?
Really good today. Thank you very much.
Glad to hear it, and congratulations on 43 years of the Festival of the Arts.
Thank you very much. It is quite the huge honor to chair such an event as this. I'm having the time of my life.
Good, good. Always one of my favorite events of the year. I always remember my older sister taking me to the first festivals I went to back in the early 70s. Great food, music, and art. What's on tap for Festival 2012?
Well, there's a lot of things we're really excited about. One thing is the regional arts exhibition is being held at the Grand Rapids Press Building. And that industrial setting is so neat to see. We really expect a off-the-charts showing this year in regional arts.
And what made you guys choose the press building this time around?
Mainly because it was available.
And okay.
It's very, very convenient right across the street on Michigan from Ottawa.
Okay.
So the location was just perfect for what we were attempting to do.
Now, what are some of the other big events you're going to be having included in Festival this year?
Well, with the GRAM, we have some activities down there on the Grand Rapids Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We have indoor classical in there, and we're very excited that our youth art exhibit is going to be inside the GRAM this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, all the children are just excited that they can get their art displayed inside the Grand Rapids Art Museum. So that is really, really cool to have. And they also have the Kids Art Zone in Mad Hatter.
Okay.
And also, the GRAM is sponsoring a kite making on the Wiggy Plaza right outside. So
oh, very
come
cool.
on down and have make a kite. Yeah, so those are some things that we're really excited about.
Now, I just saw the new festival poster. It's entitled Layered Festival. Now, can you tell me a bit about the concept behind it?
Yes, when we met the Ideal Collective, there's three artists,
mm-hmm.
and we met them last year as we were looking at the different types of concepts we were considering for the 2012 poster. And when we met this group, their youth, their energy, and their enthusiasm was just overwhelming, and they wanted to put something together, their vision of festival.
Okay.
And they have the Ideal Collaborative Bracelet Project, which they actually take the original artwork and slice it up and sew them into these bracelets so that people who normally would never could afford a piece of festival history
right.
now can. And so that's pretty awesome. We're very excited about them. They'll be up in the art sales tent with those bracelets this year.
Now, since we're on the radio, for those who aren't able to see the festival poster, tell us a bit what it looks like.
Well, it's got a big 43, and of course, Festival of the Arts, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the city landscape, downtown Grand Rapids, budding out in like a flower, if you will, with rays of light. And then you can see the masses of people and all the wonderful things as they, as the artists, tell us how they see festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Calder. The calders are dropping like from parachutes
okay.
all down on the people in the city of Grand Rapids. It's like festival blossoming into downtown Grand Rapids. It's just really awesome.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, festival has been one of the first great art events in our city. And even though Art Prize is separated by a few months, do you feel Art Prize has had an influence in the interest in festival over the last few years?
Well, you know, Festival of the Arts is the most popular all-local arts event. Everything that is done supports local artists,
mm-hmm.
supports local nonprofit organizations. Where Art Prize is more almost international now.
Sure.
So their scope and their framework, if you will, is totally different than our grassroots,
right.
all-local arts event that we put on.
Right.
I think it has helped Grand Rapids, though.
Right.
What they do is pretty awesome, and what we do is pretty
mm-hmm.
awesome,
mm-hmm.
and I really think that it gives the character of the people of Grand Rapids and the communities what we're all about in support of the arts. And we think they're both a great thing for Grand Rapids to have the feather in your hat, if you will.
Oh, most definitely. I was just thinking, you know, maybe it's getting more people out to, you know, see the arts competition that you guys always put on, just because there's more of an interest in arts in the city these days.
You know, it could be true. Again, this is our 43rd year, so we've been at this quite a bit. And we always have very, very good crowds at Festival of the Arts. I haven't been tracking the attendance numbers for our prize, although I think it's a very cool concept for what they're doing.
Now, how did Festival originally take shape 43 years ago? What laid the groundwork?
Well, I think a group of people got together, and that was obviously much smaller than I think it originally. They probably had, what, 7 food booths and just were on the Calder itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has grown and blossomed.
Oh, quite considerably.
We were tied with the Arts Council of Grand Rapids for a while. And a few years back, as you know, we have split, and we're now our self-supporting, stand-on-our-own Festival of the Arts nonprofit organization. So it's been really neat. I've been involved 15 years and started out with the food booths and call their culinary crew. And I've been honored to ask to chair it, and I tell you, I'm having the time of my life.
That's fantastic. What are some of the events that you're looking forward to, or you always look forward to at Festival?
Well, I mentioned food.
Well, absolutely. You can't forget that. Always fantastic food offerings.
Yes. I mean, it's like the United Nations of selections from around the world, from Vietnamese, Italian, Bosnian, Asian, Lebanese, Greek, Australian, American favorites. There are such awesome choices in regards to food. I kind of eat my way through Festival in between the stages and in between the arts. So I always look forward to the food each and every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. This is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Vance Fennell. He's the co-chair of the Festival of the Arts 2012. It's coming up June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in downtown Grand Rapids. If you'd like additional information, you can check out their website at festivalgr.org. Thank you so very much for joining me, Vance.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Paul. It's been awesome.
Absolutely. Looking forward to Festival.
Me too.